poll, 65% of Americans want migrants to assimilate. By Neil Monroe on June 9, 2021. 65% of Americans believe it is a good thing for immigrants to assimilate into American culture, and just 16% reject assimilation, according to a poll announced June 5 by Scott Rasmussen.com. But 70% of Democrats, and 85% of liberals, believe it is good for immigrants to influence Americans' mainstream culture, says the May 27 to 20 poll of 1,200 registered voters. Overall, the poll shows a widespread public rejection of the progressives' demand for diversity in identity politics that helps them fragment the common culture that ordinary Americans have evolved to help them rule their own society. That is good news, Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News on June 9. He continued, "A national identity and shared values are what makes the United States such an exceptional place. That's exactly what liberals hate. What they're trying to do is dilute the political and cultural power of Americans by bringing in mass levels of immigration. The corporate elites and liberals who just don't believe in borders try to divide the culture of the nation and fracture it," he added. For example, many progressives still push the 1950s claim that the United States is a nation of immigrants, not a nation of Americans with their own evolved culture. Overall, the Scott Rasmussen poll shows a widespread public rejection of the progressives' demand for diversity in identity politics that helps progressive fragment the common culture that ordinary Americans have evolved to help them rule their own society. For example, 68% of whites, 70% of Hispanics, but just 50% of blacks, said it is a good thing for new arrivals to assimilate into the common culture. The Scott Rasmussen poll used an introduction and three questions to tease out Americans' tangled views on immigration and culture. The initial statement said, "America has at times been referred to as a melting pot, a place where immigrants and new ethnic groups assimilate into our nation's mainstream culture. As part of the process, American culture is influenced by the cultural traditions of the new immigrants." The first question asked, "Is it fair to describe the United States as a melting pot today?" The question split 58% yes to 21% no. But the multiple possible interpretations of the question blurred partisan differences. So, for example, the GOP respondents split 54% yes to 24% no, while Democrats answered similarly, at 67% yes to 16% no. The next question asked, "Generally speaking, is it a good thing for immigrants and new ethnic groups to assimilate into American culture?" The overall result was 65% yes, 16% no, with 19% not sure. Partisan differences were minor. GOP respondents split 66% yes to 17% no, while Democrats answered 70% yes to 13% no. That seems like a clear answer, but it turns out that many liberals prefer immigrants to assimilate so they can change Americans' culture. So the third question asked, "Okay, is it a good thing for American culture to be influenced by the cultural traditions of new immigrants?" Democrats answered 70% yes to 15% no. Just 43% of GOP respondents approved influence, while 39% disapproved of influence. Overall, the respondents answered 56% yes and 25% no. The poll could not ask respondents to say if they preferred a little or a lot of influence from immigrants. For example, few Americans denounce Italian-style pizza, but very many reject Islamic polygamy or the widespread use of foreign languages. But a plurality of very conservative respondents showed they oppose immigrant influence on American culture. This nationalist-minded group split 46% no and 41% yes. In contrast, very liberal respondents were eager for migrants to influence Americans' culture, with 7% answering no and 85% answering yes. The poll's questions about a good thing are useful, in part, because other polls simply ask if respondents believe migrants are assimilating. For example, an October 2019 Associated Press NORC poll said 54% of U.S. voters said immigrants are not adopting American culture but are keeping their foreign cultures. Breitbart News reported. A slim majority of 51% of voters say the U.S. should be a nation with a national culture and national identity, rather than adopting a multicultural approach. White voters are the only racial demographic group to say, by a majority, that the U.S. must have a national culture. Many progressives push the Cold War claim that Americans' homeland is a nation of immigrants. This claim is contradicted by many years of polling by a wide variety of pollsters, which show deep, nonpartisan, and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim.